From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium emerges with police officers standing guard, schools, and about half of the Brussels metro system reopened Wednesday. It had been locked down after the Paris terrorist attacks last week. The city remains under the highest threat level alert due to what authorities have described as a serious and imminent threat of attack. U.S. President Barack Obama is telling Americans that he knows of no specific or credible intelligence indicating an attack on America over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Mr. Obama said Wednesday officials are continually monitoring threats at home and abroad.
We continue to do everything possible to prevent attacks at home and abroad and to prevent foreign terrorist fighters from entering the United States or other nations.
The president spoke after meeting with his National Security Council. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, in his words, looks like a planned provocation. But he said Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Lavrov said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. Lavrov canceled a planned trip to the country, but did speak with Turkey's foreign minister. The two agreed to meet in the coming days. Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya at the start of a tour of Africa. Besides Kenya, the pontiff also plans stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic. His schedule in Nairobi Wednesday includes meetings with President Uhuru Kenyatta and a group of diplomats at the State House. On Thursday, he is to hold an interfaith meeting at the Vatican's diplomatic mission in the Kenyan capital. Later, he will conduct Mass at the University of Nairobi. This is VOA News. A U.S. military investigation concluded Wednesday that American and Afghan forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan, last month. That mistake resulted in an aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 31 people, mostly doctors and patients. The report said the crew of a U.S. plane had intended to hit a compound believed to have been seized by Taliban fighters in the city. But based on a physical description of the target provided by Afghan forces on the ground, the crew instead fired at a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders. Christopher Stokes is the general director of the charity.
But we're still left today with more questions than answers as to how this accumulation of errors really could have taken place and under which rules of engagement they were actually operating on that night.
Christopher Stokes. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard. In a statement posted on social media Wednesday, Islamic State named the militant that carried out the attack. The bus was traveling in the center of the capital, Tunis. At least 12 people were killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that ongoing violence in Israel and the West Bank could spin out of control. He made the statement after a trip to the region where he met with the leaders of Israel and the Palestinians. Kerry said Wednesday after flying to Boston that the U.S. has been encouraging the two sides to take steps to reduce tensions and demonstrate a true commitment to the two-state solution. Since September, a wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings have killed at least 19 Israelis and an American student. Many of the Palestinian attackers were killed in confrontations with authorities. France gets ready to host next week's climate conference. Lisa Bryant reports.
Nicolas Hulot, a well-known environmentalist and French President François Hollande's special envoy, says the chances of reaching an ambitious climate change agreement are still uncertain.
Dire que Paris.
Hulot says complete failure at the UN COP21 climate conference outside Paris is impossible, but real success will depend on a number of criteria, including securing an initial $100 billion in financing to help poorer countries adapt to climate change and taking the steps necessary to switch from fossil to green energy. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Ukraine has closed its airspace to all Russian planes and has stopped buying Russian natural gas after exporter Gazprom announced it would halt deliveries to the country. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.